The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
And we continue to remember, even 21 years on, we pause on September 11th to remember what happened and to make sure that we never forget. That includes here in the city of Port Huron, where there will be a ceremony this Sunday at the International Flag Plaza. Joining us to talk more about that from the Port Huron Police Department, Lieutenant Nick Godwin. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Doing well, thanks. This is something that the city has done every year, I believe, since 2001, isn't it?
Yes, even during the COVID pandemic times, we still had a small ceremony that a lot of our VIPs attended, holding up flags and giving them a moment of silence just to keep the remembrance going.
Yeah, it is important. I mean, we say never forget, but I mean, it really is important to remember what happened on that day so that we don't forget the lives that were lost and the importance of making sure this doesn't happen again.
Sure, yeah, we never want to have those mistakes repeated and the lessons that we can learn from them to ensure that they don't happen again. It's the kind of the best way to honor those that gave the ultimate sacrifice that day and lost their lives.
Absolutely. So what goes on Sunday, on September 11th here in Port Huron?
So up at the International Flag Plaza, just north of the Blue Water Bridge, we hold a ceremony where police, fire, EMS are represented up there, hoping to have a Canadian contingent also join again this year. Now that things have been lifted, get back to normal. But regardless, we'll have local police, fire, and EMS, and then a pretty big public contingent also just come support. A lot of veterans and whatnot will come and take some time out of our day, like you said, to pause and to remember those. And also, I think a big thing now is to teach, because you mentioned 21 years is coming right up, and there are many, many young adults and youngsters that can't say that I knew where I was on that day at that time. And so we need to pass on these lessons and the remembrance to those that weren't alive when it happened, so that doesn't repeat during their lifetime.
I think that's an excellent point, Nick. And I mean, 21 years, that means that we've got a lot of, young adults, people that are, in college and even graduating college that, like you said, either weren't alive or just don't remember because they were so very young what September 11th was all about. It's kind of like, when we were kids, people would talk about Pearl Harbor. Well, we weren't around for Pearl Harbor. We didn't know December 7th was really all about, or how it felt, or even the Kennedy assassination for some of us. But now it's up to us to teach the lessons of 9/11 to a new generation. What are some things that you want to impress upon young people?
It's affected so many people so many different ways, whether, especially for me being in a first responder business. I look at the numbers of law enforcement, fire, and EMS that were killed on that day, and I just think about 343 members of the FDNY that were killed, 71 law enforcement members from multiple agencies, and to think that they didn't know the people that they were going to save when everybody else was running the other way from this horrific incident, which is perfect human nature, right? We don't want to be around that. We want to get out and self-preservation, but these individuals went the opposite way in to try to save as many strangers as they could. It's easy to save a family member, somebody you know and love, but these people had the courage, the mental fortitude, and had already made the decision to go headlong into it and pay that ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah.
But then you think about the people on the planes, right, that were just thinking they were on a normal flight to wherever they were going, and caught themselves in the middle of it. And especially those on Flight 93 that had the bravery and courage to say, no, this isn't going to happen like they want. We're going to fight back. So many different outlooks and things that can be passed on and taught, even though, we think of it a lot in the first responders, but those citizens on the plane that fought the terrorists that day and prevented them from having another tragedy, pretty impressive.
It really is, and I guess what I'll always remember about that day, and I think a lot of people will, is just what a normal day it started out to be. It was a beautiful morning. It was sunny, 72 degrees, and it was a Tuesday. I mean, it was just everything about it was normal and run-of-the-mill, and then the whole world changed.
Sure, yeah. It almost seemed, you know, to me, I remember watching it on TV, but it seemed like a movie. You know, this isn't something that happened in my lifetime. Like you mentioned, the Pearl Harbor, that was so long ago, I wasn't around. I heard the stories, and that's why I think it's important to bring your children, your grandchildren out, and to let them hear the stories and to learn about it for many different reasons. But like I said, it's 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. It's kind of interesting. I know a lot of places are holding them Saturdays, but I think the city wanted to hold it on the anniversary, so it's Sunday morning at 9 a.m. at the International Flag Plaza. Please come out and not really enjoy, but to take part in the somber ceremony, pass on these lessons and share it with your kids and show that, you know, if you want to help your community, there's many ways to do it, and education is just the first one. So please come out. Support the event and remember those who paid that ultimate sacrifice.
Absolutely. Sunday at 9 a.m. at the International Flag Plaza. By the way, I should note that if the weather's bad, it does get moved into the Municipal Office Center. So if you show up, nobody's there, and it's raining, the MOC would be the place to go. But otherwise, 9 o'clock Sunday morning at the International Flag Plaza. Nick, thanks so much for telling us about it. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Paul. And if the weather's looking kind of iffy, looking at the forecast, who knows? But you can call 810-984-9715 to get an update if you're not quite sure where it might be.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.